This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
This program is made possible by friends and partners of Apostle Arome Osai, Remnant Christian Network Ministry. God bless you as you join us.
It's time to rebel against the devil. When it comes to you and tells you, you are a failure in ministry, you cannot amount to anything, he's telling you the opposite, because he lies as his native language. Is it Satan that spoke to you that made you lose your sleep? Is it because somebody spoke to you and you took his words like the word of God? Grow up. Because where you are going in life, many imposters will come and speak in the name of God just to get you distracted. That's one of the avenues of the devil's work. But you need to come out. You know how much power is available to you. You not give up easy. We fight to see the reality of that which God has spoken. And as long as it is yet to come to pass, we will fight.
Walking in the light of utterances that are not audible and establishing the counsel of God by functioning in an upgraded possibility which has been made available by the witness of the Spirit of God. Verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob heirs with him of the same promise. What's the question here? The question is when? Because that promise that God gave him, he was still dwelling in tents with Isaac and with Jacob. Naturally, your mind will probe. But you see, he had gone beyond the probe because God had administered substance. Now, you might be here and God might be quickening your spirit man, and it's as if the details of his dealings are not with you. God will never give you all the details, because we do not live by his explanations. We live by his instructions. And so as to make it possible for us to take a step of faith, the Holy Spirit comes to the rescue by substantiating that which our hope sustains. So that we, in the Spirit, can lay hold of the reality of the things that God has promised us, even though our physical senses are not modified to be able to fully articulate that which God is doing. Through faith and the furnishing of the substance that the Spirit of God makes available, we can move beyond our senses, we can obey beyond our understanding, we can function beyond our knowledge. And faith is God's introduction to us, to bring us into the possibility of a higher life. And so what the Spirit of God does, that he does so well, such that the logic of your soul is overwhelmed, is that he administers substance. Number 3. When we are done with the analysis, then we'll bring all the questions out. Then we'll look at your own faith life and find out what question kept you bound. Was it where that kept you bound? Was it when? Because you have a promise from God while you were on campus. You had a vision of glory and you saw some things that God wanted to do in your life, and you have waited till this day and you have not seen the manifestation. There is something called substance. And I need to take you into the corridor of the reality of that substance so that you can understand the administration that is at work in the substance that God uses and furnishes upon your heart, which is an evidence of the fact that what you seek in the natural is already real in the supernatural. Verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself receives strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Menopause had set in. The question here is how? Because it was a confirmed, her fallopian tubes had challenges. It was biologically impossible for her to conceive. And in addition to that, she had entered into the regime of menopause. And God was still promising this lady that she was going to have a child of her own. The question is how? Are you a victim of how? Or you are a victim of when? Or you have been a victim of where? That's why you need a substance. So this night is the substance night. God will cause you to walk upon the river of glass right here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally. 17. By faith. Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that he had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That means eventually his barren wife conceived. And as he continued his walk with God, God now began to request for that child. This is when it gets so terrible, because the question here is why? Have you ever asked God why before? How many of you? Did he answer? He didn't. And I need to tell you why. The reason is because he answered Job. Job asked the question why, and he answered Job. So everybody that asks God why, the answer is there. That the answer he gave Job is what he will give you. Job was one of the cardinals, because those days philosophy was held in premium, in high premium, because those were the days where the revelations of God was still in the cradle. And in the book of Job, the reason for suffering in actualizing destiny was not yet understood. Meanwhile, the pinnacle of knowledge was held by the cardinals, and there was one cardinal for each region. It will interest you to know that chronologically, Job was the first book that was written in the Bible. So Job was the cardinal of the East, the custodian of philosophy of the East. So when anything happens within his jurisdiction, they bring the issues to him, then he diagnoses what is wrong through his vast riches of philosophy, until it came to pass that it was now a cardinal that was afflicted. So the other experts from other places had to come, look upon his case, and try to decipher what was wrong. Now, they came with diverse forms of philosophies, human merit, human experience. I don't have time to work on that. But Job had the perspective of self-righteousness. And Job felt that God was not fair, because he had walked with God faithfully in the light of his own understanding. And it came to pass that Job had a rare opportunity. God, in the book of Job, let me be sure of my quotation before I make it. The book of Job chapter 38, God now decided to come to Job's level. Since you have decided to accuse me, because Job's question was, why should these things happen to me? So God now said, all right, I'm going to come down to your level. And before we begin our discussion, I'm going to test your depth, whether you have the capacity to stand with me in court to argue a case. So that's what the scenario in the book of Job chapter 38 is about. Now, when God showed up and he came in a whirlwind, in the book of Job chapter 38, he wanted to test the depth of Job. And the way God did it was that he pulled out a few questions to find out if Job had the capacity, the stature, to be able to stand against him in judgment. So the first question he asked Job, when he showed up, he said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? It means that if you hear Job speak, the little knowledge of God that you had, it will be lost just because you exposed yourself to that kind of lamentation that Job was making. And since Job was bent on contending with God and to show forth his righteousness, God now told him, get up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? That was the first question. If you are not as ancient as a personality that was present when God fastened the foundations of this civilization, because there are several secrets that God put in place that was playing out in the life of Job, which were as ancestral as the foundations of the earth. And if Job was not present there when God put that in motion, it means Job doesn't have the stature to stand hand to hand with God and question how he administers the affairs of the earth. So the reason why we do not live by God's explanations is because the depths of God are past finding out. But you see, it's a great honor that God gives us to be able to walk by faith through the witness of his Spirit. But if you are going to walk by faith, you must understand that the logic of your soul is going to contend with that which God intends to do in your life. And so, God, in order to remedy your situation, he makes substance available. And so the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It goes beyond hope into reality. Because hope is searching, but reality is an established fact. So he moves you beyond your search and then makes you come into contact with reality so that your search ends because God comes to furnish a substance. Tonight is substance night. Hallelujah. There is something that God will furnish upon your heart that will be the reason why your face is set like a flint for the next 5 years. When you find a man in the midst of chaos is not overtaken by the things that bedevil the atmosphere, it is because there is something so huge, bigger than the situation, that God has furnished upon his heart. The key to strength is understanding the substance that God has furnished. It is what makes you consistent in your pilgrimage in spite of the darkness that is coming upon the earth. More and more as we come to the close of the age, every believer will need to learn how to function by the currency of this substance. So in the next 4 or 5 minutes, I want to teach us about that substance. I'm talking about the economy of the Holy Spirit that is furnished upon your heart, that takes you beyond the question where, takes you beyond the question when, takes you beyond the question how, takes you beyond the question why. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the Bible says that it's an ancestral thing. It's by that same faith that the elders, the ancients, our ancestors obtained a good report. This good report we're talking about is a good report from their generation. When their generation observed them, they saw that they had a confidence which was unreasonable. They had an assurance which was not consistent to present day reality. Meanwhile, in the ecosystem, there was bomb, there was blight, there was Boko Haram. However, these guys moved with an assurance that was not consistent with the logic of the circumstances. And they obtained what? A good report. So let us look at the chemistry of substance. Because when we analyze substance adequately, first of all, you'll be able to judge what is moving over your heart. Does it qualify to be called substance? Because if it's not qualified to be called substance, it will not be strong enough to answer that your question, why? The logic of your mind will contend so much with that witness, and the witness will not be strong enough to occasion obedience. The reason why obedience kicked in was because the substance was so strong that it overwhelmed the questions on the soul. You are still with me, say amen. These are the days where we will need to walk by faith and not by sight. Number one, let's begin this journey by going to Philippians chapter 4. Are you there in Philippians chapter 4? All right. My emphasis is in verse 6 and verse 7. This is number one. I'm talking substance. Substance now. The analysis of substance. Be careful for nothing. A translation says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, I want to teach. Are you with me? Let's assume, what's your name, sir? Andy. Let's assume that Brother Andy has a problem. And the problem that Brother Andy has is he needs his house rent. Right? So let's imagine that this is house rent, this pulpit. Are you with me? Trying to get you to think. This pulpit is house rent. Imagine that this is anxiety. Right? Good. Satan knows something. He knows that you were created insufficient. But you know, you don't look insufficient because you look calm and collected. And that's how you're going to look until you are overwhelmed with a situation that seems to be beyond your ability to cure. When you are faced with a circumstance that you don't have inherent wisdom, you don't have available wisdom to counteract, suddenly your insufficiency begins to find expression. And when Satan notices that your insufficiency is finding expression, that even though you read chemical engineering in University of Ibadan, you are faced with one house rent challenge, and your whole chemical engineering knowledge is inconsequential as touching that issue that is bedeviling you. And the devil now finds out that, oh, this guy is overwhelmed. And his insufficiency as touching that matter is beginning to manifest. You know what the devil will do? He will release. What's this? Anxiety. Anxiety is the result of the influence of a deceiving spirit. The deceiving spirit will come, and what it does is that it shows you how vulnerable you are. Give you a picture of the day you'll be thrown out of your house. And that day, your television will be here and then it will rain. So the deceiving spirit will give you that picture of yourself. And then suddenly, because you have responded, your response has attracted this one. What anxiety now achieves after the deceiving spirit has finished preaching is that anxiety puts you under pressure such that you accept defeat without a fight. Are you there? Meanwhile, the scripture says the same reason why the devil has an occasion to impute anxiety into your affairs is actually the same reason why you should pray. Now, in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, the Bible says, and he spake a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to what? And I say that the opposite of prayerful is not prayerless. In fact, the Bible doesn't recognize the word prayerless. The opposite of prayerful is fainting. It's either you are prayerful or you are in a fainting condition. Because anxiety will make you come to that point of fainting, of surrender, of depression, of failure. So if by any means you decide to subscribe to prayer as a means of addressing this matter, and just in case anxiety has finished its work, this person can end up becoming hypertensive. Not because of, what's this? Not because of the school fees, but because of. So the object of Satan is to bring you to a point where you utterly faint. And you are submitted to him. From that place of fainting, he now releases a spirit called depression. Depression preaches to you and tells you how worthless you are until you believe it. And then you will not be offended in yourself, and you believe you have no value, and you lose all forms of self-esteem. Depression strips you and makes you utterly vulnerable. It is after depression has done its work that your health will now become a challenge. A spirit of infirmity can easily walk in, because in your own estimate, you don't have any value. Meanwhile, this is the pit that the devil releases you just because you don't want to walk by faith. The same situation that made anxiety so important in your space is the same situation that is supposed to be a springboard for prayer. So the Bible says, be anxious for what? Nothing. That means the same way God say, thou shalt not steal. This one is a commandment. Thou shalt not be anxious, because he has called us into a walk of faith, and anxiety is the strongest enemy of your life of faith. And so the Bible says that the same things that should bring anxiety into your space should be the same things that will lead you to the place of prayer. And he said, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. In fact, the prayer is a concoction. Supplication plus thanksgiving. So when you begin to supplicate and to plead with God about the matter, God does something. He furnishes a substance. You see, in God's response, the whole complication that has mounted up in this issue, the way God lightens you up is by giving you a response from his own realm. The next verse, which is verse 7, please help me with verse 7. It says, and the peace of God, this is substance. This is the first texture of substance. Heaven comes and furnishes something that is totally inconsistent with what you perceive about the circumstances. And the reason for which it comes to furnish peace. Oh, you are not with me. He said, the peace of God will become a burglary upon your heart and mind. That means your heart and mind will not be protected against. Just because the peace from the realm of God came into your spirit, man, it will be impossible for anxiety to manipulate your conviction. The peace is a burglary. The peace is a proof of the verdict that came from the courtroom of heaven. The peace is a sign that God has decided to intervene. I remember when I was to get married. It happens to be that my wife is from Western Nigeria. And I'm from Northern Nigeria. So by the time I showed up, and those were the days where I almost died of fasting. My stomach was flat to the back. I was black because of the sun of the north. Jesus, if you are, and those days I don't shake ladies and I don't smile. I just come, I discern your spirit instantly. That was how I showed up. Instantly, her mother hated me. I said, don't bring that man again. And you know why? You know, those days I don't laugh. I just show up. By the time I show up, I scan the place. Don't laugh at me. That's what they taught us those days. My mentors were prophets, and they taught us how to scan. But they didn't tell us that one day we'll marry. Hallelujah. So I was giving the door out, and I went out. And I went back to the place of prayer for 7 days. Yeah, that's how we solve all problems. According to the training I received, that's the key to the solution of it. And I tell you the truth till today. That's how I solve my problem. Oh, you want to fight with me? I won't fight with you. I will just go in. Tomorrow, after 3 days, you will come and beg. Say, see, it's okay. It's okay. We are friends. We are friends. Because when you stay outside for too long watching Champions League, your soul becomes damping. But when you convert the situation to an object of prayer, you afford God the opportunity to bring a substance. So I went indoors and I began to pray. It was like 21 days. And the peace of God. And I knew it was done. The substance had come. The umpire had blown his whistle. Every foul play is going to be arrested. Every false perception will die. Because had come into an economy which is not controlled by the philosophies and the vistas of men. I was in a place where there was peace. That's the secret place of the Most High. You may not know that in this turbulent world, there is a place where you can find peace. Such peace that the violence of Lagos cannot perturb. So I stayed there. I stayed in the, and I stopped praying about it. It took 1 year, 6 months of peace. And then she called me and said, when are you even coming for my daughter? When are you coming? I said, I'm still praying about it. Still. I'm still processing it. Say, stop praying. I had a dream. Yes. What was the answer to the prayer? Baba appeared in her dream and said, if you hinder my son, if you hinder him, and I was not there, I was not the one that created it. Then instantly phone call started. There is nothing you cannot conquer. And the peace of God that passes all understanding. I come to take you to a place that the waters are still, a place that the pastures are green, a place where there is no scarcity, a place where there is an eternal scope of security, a place that Satan cannot create unrest. If you migrate in your prayers, you'll be brought ushered into that palace where there is rest. And if you find that rest, you will know that every turbulence on the outside was mere fecal noise that will not last the test of time. So the cure to your questions comes in that place that is secret. It's regulated by the atmosphere and the reality of heaven. The Bible says you are dead and your life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. As long as your consciousness is drawn from the turbulence, the circumstances, you will have a different story. But when you migrate to prayers, there is a place, it's called the secret place. In that place, there is peace. You keep praying until you come there. It's a place in Christ. As you pray, you begin your transport mode, your transport movement in the spirit, navigating places in Christ until you are ushered into that place where there is peace. It's the peace of God. It's not reasonable peace. It goes beyond the scope of possibly understanding it. It will become your burglary, and anxiety will lose its power around you. Oh my God, you will have a different perspective about the circumstance. You will have a different perspective about the situation. And when you are kept in the place of peace, angels go to work on your behalf to orchestrate the things that need to fall into alignment to produce your miracle. That in that place you are no longer walking. You have entered into your rest. And it is God that works on your behalf. You need the substance. Please help me tell your neighbor, you need the substance. We wanted to put up a meeting some time ago and we're expecting delegates from all over the world. And then that was the day, that was the very day that one of the arms of aviation service decided to go on strike. And because they went on strike, our airports were not functional. My friends were airborne. Ooh. Meanwhile, we had prayed, we had fasted. We have done all the kinds of routine prayer medication that we normally do. When that news came, I knew the situation was calling for 24 hours prayer. So we started 6 a.m. Makale Kokuria. Mila Kosaliko praise. Kavana Mamaye. Emisko preka sula. 6 p.m. Marako Sasela Iko Kali Mokuria Sila Kosketa. Anyone that is going to be an enterprising Christian, we have to pray much. By 6 a.m. the next day, when peace came and we switched on our phones, the airports were functioning. And it was just like 2 hours before those planes began to land. You might, Herod was the king of the territory, but a little prayer cell run by women manipulated the outcome of his government. Women. In fact, it was a mother of Mark that wrote the book of Mark. It was her house they used for the prayer enterprise. The guy in his ambition has captured Peter and put him in maximum security confinement. And the King James said, and prayers were made by the church. That they didn't pray prayers. How did they do it? They made it. Just like you make a grenade. There was a collocation of very dangerous items that they brought together. And when they released it, the iron gate of the city opened at his own accord. Meanwhile, you notice that Peter was asleep. He was in that secret place where peace was. Because they are going to slaughter you tomorrow. If you don't travel, you'll be dead. That's how you'll be doing like this daybreak. He was asleep. He had migrated. He was in that place of rest. And if you arrive at the place of rest, you will cease from your struggle. The angels did the work on his behalf. In fact, when he was going through the motions of the deliverance, he thought it was a vision. I came to tell you that there's an economy in which God fights for you and you hold your peace. So one of the textures of this substance is in a peace that passes all understanding. Remember, faith is the substance. Second scripture. Second texture of the substance. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17. Isaiah 32 verse number 17. Oh my God, how I wish I had time to read some supplementary verses. But this is the verse of interest anyway. He said the work of righteousness. Wait for me. You see, the Bible says, are you here? It said with the heart. Man believeth unto righteousness. You come to the same page with God. That is achievable with the heart. The heart is the first platform for alignment. When you have migrated and you are brought to a point where you sustain God's emphasis in your heart, you become on the same page with Him. And the Bible says that, hallelujah, the work of that righteousness shall be peace. The fact that I've gained alignment with God and I'm standing with God on the same page, one of the symptoms I'm going to find is what? Peace. And the effect of righteousness is quietness. If you find that secret place, the noise in your soul will go quiet. The question of when, the question of where, the question of why, the question of how will go quiet instantly. Quietness is the sign that you have found that location in God that the vulture's eyes have never seen. That place in God where the lion's whelp has never trodden. That place in God where the fierce lions have never passed by. The turbulence of this age can never affect that economy. It is quiet. It is quiet. So we are seeing three textures of spiritual substance here. We have peace, which is the work of righteousness, and the effect of righteousness is a deep-seated quietness. A deep-seated quiet. That's how I know that my prayer adventure has come to a temporary end. There's quietness inside. The noise ends. The turbulence ends. And when I come out, people that are still in the turbulence will be speaking from the turbulence, and I'm just there, just watching and laughing. And one of them said, "How can you be laughing in this condition?" He doesn't know where I went. He doesn't know. Where I went, there is quietness there. Because the effect of my alignment with God is beginning to speak. And he speaks, he's registered in terms and in form of quietness. In form of a deep-seated assurance that even though I don't know how it's going to happen, I'm so assured that it will be easier for heaven and earth to fail than for that which I'm impregnated with to fall to the ground without being accomplished. It is those safeguards, those life racks that God puts in place that helps you obey even when the question of where are you going has not yet been answered. Faith is what? A substance. We bought a land. And when we bought that land, we hurriedly built a structure on it so that we'll have a place for prayer. And when we fixed the roof, we shouted for joy and opened the building with 70 days of fasting. The number of nations. It was in that fast that our neighbor took us to court for noise pollution. That if this, in fact, our neighbor accused me. He said he brought his mother from the village and we entered one prayer and the mother died. When the mother is, so he accused me of killing them with prayer. So when we started that prayer, the symptoms became, well, even though I know the name of that kind of a situation, but under that situation, it wasn't right for me to give him the diagnosis of the situation. May the Lord give you understanding. Took us to court. Noise pollution. And while they were holding the meeting in the night, the man in whose house neighbors gathered for the meeting, the daughter escaped and came to my office and said, "Arm yourself. Because my father and his friends are coming for you." Oh! I said, "I like this, your story. This intelligence is wonderful. But what will come for them is not me. I'm just. The moment she gave me the intelligence, you know where I normally enter? I entered there. Makero Kosi, Ekemina. When I went inside, one of the men that was called for the meeting, his first daughter became crippled. So I was teaching on Wednesday service, they now ferried the crippled lady into the place. Because the man had to call her friend from campus that he cannot go there. But I hear they pray for people. They pray for them. So they smuggled the girl inside. And after I finished teaching, I was about to go. Then they just hurriedly brought her to the front so that I will not say I didn't see. Put her there. So while I was doing the Bible study, Meanwhile, we were trained that only Jesus works miracles. So when they, if they like, they should put the stick on my pulpit. I have a way of pretending as if I didn't see it. It's only when the Holy Ghost moves. Don't make yourself a miracle worker. It's only when Jesus moves that things happen. So I was not about to be a champion that night. God knows that I would not have even made any sign as if I knew that something was happening. But the Holy Ghost moved on my spirit. I was drinking, they gave me Ragolis water. And the Lord said, take that water, sprinkle it on the lady. And I sprinkled it on her legs and she was crying as if there was fire there. When the fire went there, I said, come, give me your hand, rise and walk. She started walking. When she walked back home, the court case ended. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard what? Your heart and your mind. Did God speak to you when you were on campus and now you are beginning to doubt it? It's because the substance has diminished. Tonight is a night of substance. So that the people that need to journey with God, even without the address, they will follow him. Hey, the people that need to take a leap, and this is your season. And in order for the devil to show you that he's still around, he now brought COVID and all the attendant symptoms that came with it. Oh my God. I tell you, you can go beyond that limitation that you see in your circumstances. If only you have a substance. My time is up. Let us rise and let us pray. For now, this prayer is the practical aspect. You see, when you begin to navigate with God, he brings you in contact with substance. And that substance can never fail. All right. This is what I do in the closet. I focus on the Lord as the only one that can help me. All right. And I just begin to pray in tongues. I just begin to pray in tongues. And I wait for him to inspire me. I wait for him to show me his present revelation position in the spirit. So we are going to pray for 5 minutes and see if the Lord will show a sign. And if he does by his mercy, then I will use that sign to teach you how that faith is not risky. Because the God behind it is a God of integrity. The Lord will strengthen you with might by his spirit in the inner man. So 5 minutes of prayer, that's what we need. Just channel yourself before the Lord. Oh my. Oh my. And he that is weak in our midst, he will make you strong. He will make you strong. He will make you strong. Don't worship your circumstances. Don't worship your situation. Don't become a victim of what has been stirred up by the hand of the devil called COVID. The devouring spirit hiding behind COVID has sentenced a lot of people to a place that is not God's ordination, but we seek a substance, a testimony, a word from God. We call upon his name, that he may look upon us with mercy and shine his light in our ways. Make sure you're engaging him. These are the days of the strong. For indeed he will strengthen you with might by his spirit in your inner man. Oh! Sukemande probekuske vele montane rabakoselame na sobriala babo kompela abre sokelante skuve semre azi bramon seko salabonda ibrama keposketela mesigla bronde sikamonde Rabakoske teme solimandwa iskopenda shamina kedia abaito mama
Abaitos kebro kompelani skito menzozolatwa ibra kapetula makabela isha ibreskofele abreskobelato abresingo mantali abreskobeleya mama koriasi braske vosese braske so solimande preko pakule masili ai kompela. Oh, I hear the Lord say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon thee and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Ha-ha! He said, come. I'm here to empower you. I'm here to strengthen you. The situation will not overwhelm you. Suddenly I will quicken you from within, and I'll give you capacity. I will make up for all your losses. If only you can come. Hey, silent emo kombelama. Preko selaika mo. Oh, you can come. You can come to him. You can come to him. You can come. You can come. You can come. He will give you strength. He will quicken you. He will make you see from a different perspective. And the things that you were afraid of will become afraid of you. Come! For he will furnish you with the substance that you need. Oh my God. Simon Koperani, Prisco Veseco Patwa, Premis Condeli, Brekito Savinola, Asai Compella Naski, Rabacusque Tombre, Musca Selita, Apreco Patua Lantelli, Ascome Salamonda, Salales Copilate, Ebreketucus Cantelia, Ebre Samina Curia, Askezusai, Abre Compella Muscate, Asampo la Masculia, Apayetos Queso Salamande. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. One of the things that God wants to do tonight is to increase your capacity to believe him. God has an obsession. And the obsession that God has is to be believed. He wants to be believed. And I beheld, and heaven was open. And an angel of the Lord was dispatched, was released. And that angel stands on the podium just like I stand right now. And what God is about to do is the impartation of the gift of faith. Some of you will begin to see through the eyes and the lenses of the Lord. And the manifestation of demons in your circumstances will be trivialized, because the capacity of faith, the capacity to believe that God will bequeath to you, will be such that the situations cannot conquer, will be such that the circumstances cannot conquer. Oh, there is a latitude of faith possibility that God will begin to do and administer in your life. Listen to me. I see a sister in our midst before I pray. Because what I will do, the last thing I will do is to ask the Lord to impart the gift of faith. Because we need faith now more than ever. I'm seeing a sister in the spirit, and the devil has been pounding on your family. Pounding so hard on your family. And God showed me a carpet. A carpet was rolled out so that you could walk on that carpet. And I was wondering why. He said, the Lord said, He's going to make your own situation different. He's going to make your own situation different. Because He has rolled out a red carpet for you to walk upon. And the cloud of God is going to guide you out of the turbulence that has been kindled, the misfortune that has been kindled, the lack of favor. It's as if everything has been shut down. But you are coming out. And your night for coming out is this night. Now, in a few days from now, what I'm saying will be confirmed. So I want to pray for you now. Because the angel of the Lord is standing. When I finish praying, the angel will go into the crowd. And it may be just one person He wants to empower. The Lord may want to empower, okay? Oh my. He's so strong. Father, if you can, don't pray. Just keep quiet. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. Our world needs faith. So we are ready to receive from You. Even as it has pleased You tonight to distribute the gift of faith. That brother, that sister, that needs to come out of that pit and see what You are offering him, see what You are offering her, I ask that You stretch forth Your hand from my left hand side to my right hand side. And let there be an impartation of the gift of faith. Okay, after your amen, keep quiet because it's coming. There's one person there that I'm talking to. And the hand of God will come upon you so strong, so strong, so strong. The hand of God will come upon you so strong. And the gift of faith will be imparted. So Holy Ghost, from my left hand side to my right hand side, show me a sign. Show me a sign of Your hand. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. I see the fire of the Lord. And it is descending upon a certain brother in the congregation. A brother and three sisters. The fire of the Lord. The fire of the Lord. The fire of the Lord. And there's one of you in the choir that I see right now, and God is about to administer an intervention. You've been calling upon His name for some time, and He's about to administer an intervention. In a moment of time, before the count of 10, the hand of God will come upon you so strong, and that will be the sign that it has begun. The hand of God will come upon one of you in the choir. One of you in the choir. The hand of God will be so strong. Be so strong upon that person. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that You place Your hand upon that member of this choir that You are taking into the fulfillment of the things that, oh my, is stronger, stronger, is stronger. You're taking that one into the fulfillment of the things that You have promised. And I ask, oh God, that by Your anointing, even tonight, You will move that brother, You will move that sister. You will move that sister, You will move that brother into the fulfillment, into answers, in the name of Jesus. You will move.
To know more about Apostle Aroma Osai and his ministry, Remnant Christian Network, kindly visit at rcnglobal.org and follow us on social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Apostle Aroma Osai, or call +234 8060 50 8888. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.